Of course, AOCB. So if we go to the community councillors first, Val, you're first.
No, nothing.
Lorraine?
Nope, nothing from me.
Jean?
No, none from me.
Elaine?
Nope, nothing from me.
Norma?
No, nothing from me.
It's a good little councillors. John?
No, nothing further, to be honest with you.
Thunder?
No, nothing from my point of view.
Our members of the public? Katie?
Nothing from me.
Douglas?
Douglas is muted. On the group from COVID, it's been quite, you've done a lot with your money last year. Would you like the same again this year?
You're offering us lots of money, are you?
No, I'm saying, I think if you've got a good story, write to Craig Mullen and say that we did that, this, that, and the other with it. I with a few things in the pipeline, maybe. You know what to do? Yeah, to get it through, because there's money there for that. But in general, we have got a lot of money still there. So if you're out and about talking to people, you know, encourage them to look at the SSE website, etc. And there's lots of money for good community things. But I would certainly go back on the COVID one to say, if you've spent all that, is, you know, to ask for more, because it's going to go on for a few months anyway. You know, so
did we, Douglas, should we ask for what we got last year again? So we got £11,000 last year.
And I think if you can demonstrate that was all used and well, you know, and you talk to replicate it again this year. Yeah. Because Victor, it's a drop in the ocean compared to the big fund, you know, and I'd like to see a bit more control from a local level, to give you more to do. And it saves us work in the committee as well. You agreed with that, Lorraine?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I have put in the annual report telling Craig that, yes, thank you very much. And we did spend our annual amount plus all the extra money they got, and had asked him, you know, should we require any more in response to COVID applications and things, would there be money available? And he said, yes, there was things in the pipeline, and there would be support available if community councils were looking for it in response to COVID. So we just need to think of the ideas now and how we could use that money. But he did say that SSE would, you know, that there was things in the pipeline, and there was definite talk about being able to offer communities more money if they needed it in response to COVID. So yeah, I think the support that SSE have given has been fabulous, actually, and given the communities that extra large lump sum of money. And we spent all of ours, and it was to help a lot of local groups, you know, to be sustainable, to get them through this last year, and to be able to keep providing, you know, essential services to the local community. So it's been really good.
Okay, I'll speak to Craig tomorrow and get him to add it to the 11th of March agenda then.
Yeah.
Good.
So this time last year, Douglas, we got given the £11,000. It wasn't obvious at that point what we would use £11,000 for, but it was really obvious that it would be needed. And as it's turned out, actually, it was needed. So I suspect, you know, when things start to open up, you know, that may put a little bit of pressure on things.
And
maybe that might be the focus for this year.
Well, I at the end of the day, Victor, if you don't use it all, you hand it back. You know, you may as well go for broke and ask for the same again.
Okay, let's go for broke then.
So will you ask on our behalf then, Douglas, or do we have to apply?
I'll raise the topic at our quarterly meeting on the 11th. But maybe Lorraine could go back again and say, well, it'd be good if you could put in a request now, such that when it comes to the 11th of March, we can talk about it. It may be that we can get a decision before that. But at latest, it'll be 11th of March. Could you copy me in on that report, Lorraine? I'll have a chat to you about it on the COVID report.
Yeah, well, I sent the annual report to Craig. You know, with what we had spent the money on. I'd sent that to Craig to say which groups had benefited, and you know, we do that every year with the funding, so that they know what it's been spent on, and then they allocate the next year's funding. But yeah, certainly, you know, to be quite willing to. I think I don't know if we need to have IDX groups that need the money rather than just having it in our bank for safekeeping as and when. I think if they need, from what I take from Craig's email, if the need rises, they would certainly, you know, be willing to look at making funds available. Yeah. I don't know if they'll just give us a large sum to deposit into our accounts to use if the need arises. It's maybe more so looking at, is the need and the demand there for more money before they give it to us? But we can clarify that with Craig and have a chat with him about it.
Yeah, well, you've amply demonstrated you've used last year's tranche. Mm-hmm. So there's been no reason why you can't replicate that this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and although it may be a large amount to the community council, it's a drop in the ocean compared to what we've got in the main committee.
Yeah.
That we're looking at just under half a million at the moment, a year. You know, so even the five community councils, you're looking at 1%. Or less, you know. Yeah.
I'm certainly happy to write back to Craig and ask him, you know, and to say, you know, it looks like the way things are going that in our community we would make use of additional funds, and is this going to be a possibility? And see what because he says from there.
Lorraine, I was going to ask you, I don't presume many of the other community councils have used all their money. Do you think, or do you think most of them have used it?
I think a lot of them have used it quite a bit, but I'm not sure. I can ask that again at our next panel meeting to see. They all do their individual reports, but I know quite a few, you know, made quite a large amount of payments and things as well.
Yeah. You will always expect Aberfeldy and Kell, because of the population, to use it. But a place like Wien, and they'd be pushed hard to spend 11,000 in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, that's not to say that the Aberfeldy and then Kell don't get another tranche of 11,000. You know, let's go for it. It's spreading good money.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Pat, have you got anything last comments for us? Hello, Pat.
Yes, it's all right. I was trying to unmute. Yeah, Road Safety Group is still alive and kicking. We've not done a lot locally ourselves, although we've got a few ideas of what we're trying to do. The Highland Road Safety Action Partnership did have a recent meeting following up the one we had in late November, and we are actively doing things. I'll have a set of minutes that will come out very shortly. I'm just trying to confirm that everybody's happy with the dates in the action plan. Biggest focus has been supporting, but commenting on the trials, the changes that Perth and Kinross are doing to 20-mile-an-hour zones around Highland Perthshire, and in particular their plans to put 40-mile-an-hour buffer zones around, because it's been recognised that when you switch to 20 miles in the town, people are often arriving at that high speed and they need to be slowed down a little bit before they hit that 20-mile-an-hour zone. So they've got plans to do this. We've had a look at all of them and I've put a document in commenting on all the areas and suggesting one or two more areas 20s in. I've had the promise from the traffic and networks people of all the data from the monitoring of speeds during the 20 mile an hour trial, but it hasn't arrived yet. So I have plans to work on that data when I get it, particularly with the view to looking at some challenges recently that speeds are up again. People are beginning to forget that it is a 20 mile an hour zone we have in this town. So that's in the air. You may recall that there was a proposal to put speed bumps in as part of the 20 mile an hour trial, which in the end they didn't do. So I'm still watching that case and trying to learn about what they're doing. There's currently some proposals in Glen Lyon to look at speed bumps. So I've been involved in that through the Action Partnership. And again, if there's any learnings come back from that, we'll feed into our local activities.
I think that's Fortingall, Pat, isn't it?
Yes, it is Fortingall itself. Sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
Glen Lyon Council, but it is Fortingall.
Just conscious it's been recorded. We don't want to send it the wrong.
Yes. Oh, quite. Sorry. We don't want to send out the wrong message. No, you're right. You're right. And then there's some other issues which I've only heard about today, which we'll be looking at, of issues around road safety in Garth, which again we'll be looking at. But if there's any learnings, that will feed back into what we do here locally. That's all I've got to say at the moment.
Have you got any feedback on the Puffin Crossing in Kenmore Street?
Only a little bit, and it's not directly. I've not heard anything as such, but I received complaints about a guy who was routinely parking within the zigzag zone for the crossing and being rude to people who questioned his behaviour. And on their behalf, I then fed that back through the Highland Road Safety Group. That was reported through contacts there. We won't name names. To the police, and the guy hasn't done it again. So in that sense, yes, there's been some stuff. I had some personal feedback saying, thank you very much. We're really pleased with what's been done. So other than that, no.
Okay. Has anybody got community councillors, any feedback for Pat on speeding related issues within the town?
No, I mean, there's a lot of folk complained about that bit up on Keith Road, you know, the bit of stick fight, but I think everybody's got used to that now.
Thank you for raising that, Dean. Actually, that has been a topic, and it is on our agenda. Currently, what we are hoping to do, but we're still seeking support to do it, and I'll expand on that in a second, I'll just make the general point. One of the troubles in trying to sort out what we should do is what feels natural to most people, which is the issue of the side that's got the build out, which the one that gives way, is currently against the normal policy, which is about uphill versus downhill traffic. And I think it is a slightly unnatural situation that the people with the right of way are the ones with the build out. Now, you can't solve it by going against the national policy, so there's a need to really understand why incidents are happening. And what we've agreement to do, but no resource at the moment, is to install video recording equipment so we can look at what is creating the problems and not have to rely on, you know, word of mouth as to what the source of the problem is. And then hopefully we can design a solution. It shouldn't be a problem. It is all pretty well signposted, and it's not, I say, going against the highway code in any way. But you're right, there are incidents. People report them and get quite excited about it. So it's not something we shouldn't try to address. It's just, it does need a real understanding of what's triggering the problems. My own personal view, but again, I don't have any observation that go with it, is one of the potential sources of the problem is the fact that traffic coming down Earler Road that is used to giving way at the end of Earler Road has got used to being able to see whether there's competing traffic coming through the traffic light, and therefore they're not looking in the right direction as they emerge from the road. And that is probably one of the sources of the problem. And maybe, just maybe, what we need to do is put a stop sign at the bottom of Earl Road so people are forced to stop and come out slower and therefore get a chance to really see what's the hill. I don't know, but we have got it on the agenda.
Okay.
Is it not a fact, though, that there was no accidents as such, but there's been more accidents since that went in, Pat?
Well, maybe that's true, but what we were trying to do in putting it in, or sort of what the council was trying to do, it's not us that did it, was to try to reduce speeds, because there was a serious speeding issue, but also provide a safe crossing point, because one of the challenges was we had the gap in the wall, but no pavement on that side of the road. So children coming to the school through the Berks were coming out onto the road without being visible and without anywhere safe to stay where they were visible. So that was the rationale for it being put in. The design was down to the council. That wasn't up to us. I must admit, insofar as I contributed to the debate, I was saying we need to go against that policy and have the give way up the hill, because that seemed the more natural thing to do. But I don't know about the issue of accidents. If the accidents are happening now, possibly they're happening because of the build out and people not paying proper attention, because it is well signposted and there's nothing going against the highway code or anything. There's nothing unusual about it, just wasn't there before. But who knows how many near misses and accidents didn't happen because there was no build out. And that's what we were most concerned about. Motorists who are careless and don't pay attention, I'm afraid. Maybe I'm a little less worried if they have accidents, but if they hit somebody, that would be bad, you know. And at least there is a protected build-out, which is better than where we were before. That's my view.
All right.
Thank you for that, Pat. Okay, we'll go to Alistair and Ramsey. Any final AOCB you do?
All I just ask is if Pat makes contact with us with regards to the audio from before, I think that will be very useful. And thanks for the time on that subject earlier on in the meeting. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so that's our next community council meeting is Tuesday, the 6th of April. So those of you who are not community councillors, we'll ask you to go and we will do this micro grant application at the end of the meeting.